You're listening to SBS News.
Humanitarian groups have told the parliamentary inquiry into Australia's engagement in Afghanistan that Australia should increase its Afghan refugee intake to at least 20,000. Advocates labelled the federal government's response to the crisis in Afghanistan as inadequate. More than 130,000 people in Afghanistan have applied for protection in Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison previously said there would be a minimum of 3,000 humanitarian visas set aside for Afghan refugees following the Taliban takeover. The situation in Afghanistan is so dire that families are forced to sell their own children to afford food for just 4 months. That is according to the Australian Council for International Development. Director Tim Watkin told the inquiry that daughters are being sold for between $270 to $675. Mr. Watkin called for Australia to do more, saying the longer aid takes, the more Afghanistan will suffer.
We believe that the Australian government must urgently increase funding and provide at least $100 million annually on a multi-year basis and support development as well as humanitarian action. Australia, we believe, must take an active and leading role in multilateral efforts to resolve operational challenges which are restricting the provision of life-saving aid. That means making the case for humanitarian safeguards in the UN Security Council sanctions regime through our partners internationally.
The father of a slain Australian soldier has questioned the independence of the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force during the Senate inquiry. The Inspector General, whose office produced a landmark report into war crimes by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan in 2020, is tasked by the Defence Minister with investigating wrongdoing within the force. Hugh Pote told the Senate inquiry on Monday it was hard to view the office as independent when appointed Inspector Generals are former Army officials who dropped their military titles 24 hours before they took up the position. Mr. Pote says the death of his son and two other Australian soldiers during an insider attack on the 29th of August 2012 was the subject of the only coronial inquest held into combat deaths in the now 200-year inquest.
The Australian public generally has blind faith that our Defence Force is well led by highly competent officers. The outcome was that we lost the war. The reasons we lost should be analysed and lead us towards towards lessons to be learnt by governments. The final days of the Taliban's rapid resurgence to take Kabul was greatly facilitated by military hardware left behind by the Americans when they quickly vacated Bagram Air Base. The outcome of the war has created a current refugee crisis. Defence and DFAT have been sitting on their hands for the last 9 years in this regard. Since our combat operations ceased in 2012.
Mr. Pote's son, Private Robert Pote, was gunned down with two other Australian soldiers by a rogue Afghan soldier in 2012. He was also critical of the secrecy shrouding defence investigations, saying the families of the fallen were threatened with action by the Attorney General when calling for a transparent investigation following the incident. He then went on to claim that the Defence Force kept the families in the dark and did not answer their questions or provide a copy of the internal investigation into the incident. Mr. Pote also criticised the organisation of troop withdrawal from Kabul and lack of care in protecting Afghan nationals.
41 lives of Australian soldiers were lost during the 12 years of Australia's combat activities in Afghanistan. A further 500 Australian soldiers have taken their own lives since coming home from the war. I hope that my submission can shine some light on what went wrong so that lessons can be learned. Historically, almost every war has had refugee repercussions. This seems to be an issue that was not factored into Australia's strategy for the war in Afghanistan, if it had any strategy at all.
Jason Skanes is a former Australian Army captain and founder of Forsaken Fighters, whose 19-year military career included a 10-month deployment to Afghanistan and three other operational deployments. Mr. Skanes says his purpose in addressing the committee was to highlight what he called significant moral failings of the federal government.
I've received hundreds of requests for assistance from Afghan former interpreters. I've been ignored by government ministers and I've been the target of political attacks on my service. Our interpreters passed every test when we needed them in Afghanistan, and coincidentally, they failed these same tests when we no longer needed them. Elected officials have sought to cast aspersions on the character of many of those loyal interpreters. During evacuation operations, there was no engagement by the government. There was no acknowledgement of correspondence. There are hundreds remaining in Afghanistan. We have over 180 with 449 visas that are about to expire.
Karina Ford from the Law Council of Australia says there is a clear and obvious humanitarian crisis within Afghanistan following an influx of movement to neighbouring countries. She also highlighted increased financial support to legal assistance services managing newly arrived Afghan refugees in Australia.
Six, transferring Afghans on temporary protection visas onto permanent visas. There is no foreseeable prospect of it being safe for them to return, and solutions are needed. This will provide them with security, a full range of social security payments, and access to family reunion, as well as providing durable protection outcomes.
Representatives from the Refugee Council of Australia say the impact of the Taliban taking over has sent shockwaves through the community in Afghanistan, significantly affecting family reunification and general family safety. They also stress the urgency of Australia needing to continue to respond to the crisis. Here's Arif Hussain from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service.
We're already hearing, you know, threat letters being given to interpreters, people who work with the international forces in various capacities, not just interpreters, just work, embassy staffs. And I think as time goes on, and as you know, the attention of the West and Western media draws away from Afghanistan, it's likely that we will see an increased persecution, targeting of people who helped the many Western countries that were there, including those that Australia engaged locally.
Mr. Hussain says the closure of Australia's embassy in Kabul had severe effects on Afghans who were previously communicating to Australian embassy staff.
There was no protection offered, and I don't think it was offered to anyone, really. I know there are others that are still visa holders. I don't know if Australia had the capacity to do it. Nothing came up, but I don't think it was from a lack of intention. I think it was messy. That's the honest truth. It was just so messy. Everything's closed. So the schools, like a lot of our schools are high schools for girls. So everything remains closed. It depends on the regions as well. But for now, all of our projects outside of emergency aid, that's the main thing we're focusing on. All of our projects are on hold, and the people who are on our list, they're in hiding. So we're on a kind of hibernation mode.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.